There's items that are under consideration by the PNB that you brought to the LSB that we can decide if we want to take a position on that. And then if we take a position that our PNB delegates are bound to support it, the position has to take it. Even though I have this motion out there, it may be that we need a lot more time to discuss it, and I might, in fact, want to introduce substitute with a motion that requires us to have a 30-minute PNB item on every LSB agenda in order to be apprised of what's going on the PNB and enabling us to develop positions.
Second. There's a motion on the floor. Now, sure, just for clarity, you're moving that the LSB have a 30-minute agenda item each meeting on PNB, then it was seconded.
But I want to be specific.
Okay.
In order to be a prompt of issues under consideration so that we can take positions if we desire to which our delegates are not.
Okay. We all got that wording. It was moved, and I think the second applied to that wording.
Yes.
Now let's go to discussion over the motion. We'll go first to David, and then to Israel. Yeah, David, and then Israel.
Yeah, I'd like to, I hope we can have time to deal with that issue today, because there's an awful lot to go for. And the other thing, in addition to taking a position on certain issues, also needs to be involved in talking to other LSPs so that when you bring support out of this one, you don't just come up there and find that people are going to do it because equipment hasn't been done. It's difficult to have a lot of really serious issues before the board to deal with. There's a vehicle at 15 seconds previously we
have all day.
No, we're going to ask you to time the agenda
item. So anyhow, there are a whole lot of issues, and the issue coming up at this board meeting, there's issues from the fact that WTA LSB may not approve their budget, so most of the LSB can be in that situation. There are a number of issues that are out there. There were issues, for example, around the review of the executive director and how that happened. So I really hope that we can do this. I do want to say that for the issue of binding the local board members to the decisions of the majority of the local board, the problem with that is that we were elected by SPB, which means that it takes 5 votes to get elected. So if there's a position that's 12 to 7, for example, on the board, and I and 3 of the people of the 5 people who voted for me were on the negative side, the majority on the other side, it's a little bit difficult to know who your actual constituents are. So in that discussion, I hope that what you do is that the national board members indicate their various positions on it, and if there's a big disjunction between the split among the delegation and the split among the LSP, then you figure out how to deal with something like that. But I really do think, so the other thing is we're meeting at the national board every single month now, and so there's a lot of issues coming up that are structuring, things we have to know for you. So I really do think we need to do this from the attention to do that.
Thank you. Ed?
If George Bush is elected president, re-elected president, he's going to be president of all of the people of the United States. Any congressperson who wins 51-49 is going to be the congressperson for the entire 100%. It's absolutely beyond reason, beyond sense, in my opinion, for David to say to start. It's a cheap way of trying to avoid a very simple thing. I mean, to say that you have to want to know who exactly who voted for you, and then are you representing your constituency in this board? Our constituency is part of what you're sitting right there. We were elected, you know, to judge. I mean, not on behalf of just the people who voted for me or whatever, but of all of us. Therefore, you are responsible to the board. This doesn't mean by posing the most, you know, arcane, important issues, such as the budget of WBAI, which really is a critical issue, that any of us would expect to, you know, come here and explain every single thing to us. But in general, I mean, sure, the proposal seems to make sense to me. It was on that basis that we, I can remember the argument that I made and that all of us made, is that if we have votes here and we elected the Civic and National Board, that we would have the power to influence them or even change them if they did things wrong. And I think it's just a reaffirmation. I mean, I'm really surprised that, you know, that people would object to that. I think that in general, you know, you should be attuned to you know, to be responsive to this committee and to inform us.
That's all right. Thank you, Leslie.
I don't know if this mic is working. Thank you. And Terry, I want to thank you for your technical help through this. I've really been hustling. I am unclear on two things in Sherman's motion. One, she seems to have radically changed it from what she sent out last night, and I'm having a little trouble following the ball here. So let me ask Sherna. Dave brought up the point of representing members on this body, and clearly there's no reason that any director would know who voted for them. I agree. On the other hand, I don't necessarily want our directors voting as a block on every issue. We have three directors for a reason, and that's to represent the different interests on this board. Otherwise, we would only have one listener delegate. So I need some clarity from you, Sherna. Does this new motion involve the directors voting unanimously on issues passed by this LSB?
I'm going to
give Sherna
an opportunity just to respond to that one question.
Voting at the CMB on motions passed by the LSB?
Yes.
My intention is that if we pass something that they demand that they do so, to forward it and to support it.
So that the interests of the minority are not represented on the PNB if the LSB has voted as a majority. Is that a fair statement?
Let me give the example of the only hierarchical organization I was ever involved in, among all my activist work, was in my union. When our local voted on something and we went to the council, the full body, we were mandated by the local. If a person did not agree, they might not vote against it, they may not vote for it, and they might take their personal position, but they were mandated to follow the will of the body. I thought that's what we fought for in the Pacific struggle. May I let alone the LSB have power?
Okay, now that ends any cross discussion, but you still have the floor.
I would like to say, and I will use here Ed's example of the congressperson, the reason we have more than one congressional representative is that they can represent a multiplicity of views. And I think it's important in this democracy that the minority be heard at the PNB level. I think that's absolutely critical.
Okay, Jeff.
I agree that minorities should be heard at the PNB level. And I think that our PNB representatives should take note of, you know, of the consensus. I mean, if it's like, you know, 90%, 95% to 1%, you know, then they need to be pretty on board with whatever it is. If it's 55 to 45, I think that that's an important constituency that needs to be heard, I mean, I think that the motion itself, if we pass the motion, and we want that taken to the national, that needs to be taken to the national. However, it is very rare for a motion to be heard and passed on the first vote. Usually what happens is people amend it, they change it, they discuss it, and at that point, I think that it is important that our PNB representatives hear and be the spokespeople for the people at the local level. I don't think that they should, if it's not perfect, vote against it. Some people take that position, and it's like it's not the perfect affirmative action program, I'm voting against it. I think that they should follow through with the general thought of the body, but I agree with Beverly that that the minority voices do need to be heard, and that it can't be balanced by like always say the same thing. Who knows what they should really be doing?
Thank you, Grace.
Although I agree with Sherman Welshin in regard to the fact that there should be report back by our PNB members, and that the PNB concern should be on every LSC meeting agenda, I disagree that we should bind our representatives to vote a certain way, because at any LSC meeting there may be a quorum of only, let's say, 9 people. And it may not reflect the nuances and changes in attitude over time between an LSC meeting and a PNB meeting. And it may not cover concerns that occur at a PNB meeting. I think we should trust our representatives. However, we should know how they feel on certain issues, what they're doing on the PNB, how they're voting, so that we can instruct them. But except for a particular vote, a particular issue, that should be taken on a case-by-case basis. I don't think that we should bond our representatives on every issue. So I think that I would amend the motion to take out the binding nature of your voting. I accept it as a friendly amendment.
Okay, and that will be incorporated in the Sherman's amendment, and Sherman take a note of that so you can read that amendment later when we go. But there's a point of order. This is our
Go ahead. Yeah, it belongs to the body, not the maker, after the executive committee. So you should ask if there are any objections on the board to accept any of the coming in.
What?
I'm sorry,
for some reason,
I'm
not
doing
it. So, once the motion is made, seconded, and reread, it belongs to the body, not the maker. So you should ask if there's any objection on the body to that.
Yeah, that's right. I was actually thinking of that.
Could you repeat him, Don?
Shortcut. Once the motion is made, it becomes the property of the body, not the maker. So friendly amendments are out of order. So I can ask the whole body, is there any objection to incorporating Grace's amendments, the wording into the main motion, because it belongs to the body rather than to Sherman? Is there any objection to Let me just finish this first. Is there any objection? Okay, seeing no objection, are you objecting to this?
One of the things relevant to that, namely, we're getting a little complicated here because we have a reading from the secretary of what the motion is and what the change is before we even agree to that.
Yes.
I'm not clear.
Well, you were sitting right next to Grace. Did you hear her wording which Sherman accepted?
Well, I'm asking the secretary. The secretary
said, all right, we can do this.
On the whole body, not just for me.
Oh, okay. So Israel's request is that we hear Sherman's motion altered by Grace's wording.
It maintains slightly the final reading, but what I have is that
There shall be a 30-minute item of CNB news at each LSD meeting so that the LSD may take position to which our directors are bound, and that the amendment was to strike the final words to which our directors are bound.
Do you both agree with that? Is that what we vote? Yes, all right. Is there any objection from the body for that wording now? Seeing no objection, that would be the wording of the motion. Let's return. Can't be good to that. Harry. Pat. Jane.
Yeah, my concern is that, and I misunderstood this with Sherman in our discussions, or maybe not Sherman, I'm not sure, that they not be, when the LSB or when an LSB committee had decided on something specific, that the PNB member, the delegate, does not change that before bringing it to the PNB. To me, the most important things about having representatives is A, that they show up, B, that they represent us, C, that they are they do not bilaterally change the wording and therefore the meaning of the committee's intent when they bring it to the PNB.
Thank you. Israel Desiree.
I think it's important that we meet today to have some support from both of our two or four delegates as to what at least the priorities or highlights are of the present PNB. Most of them don't know what's going on. That's an immediate thing I've said today. We don't simply get bogged down. I don't see that in a bad way. On one particular motion, to know what's going on, and that indeed it should be part of the future of all of our meetings, I agree. This would be a reference, which would remind us of all this, as to where on our website we can read a minute and or other information for background that's on PNB. But obviously we can't do everything in these meetings, but we need some kind of at least a finalized key that has gone past, as well as in a timely manner. I underline that in a timely manner, things that are coming up and which we should have some say so.
Thank you. Marie.
I was just going to comment on what Dave had said. And sometimes we get so wrapped up in the politics and the society that we forget that there's a human element in whatever we do. And what Dave is saying is that regardless of what we may send to the PNB, there's a human side of it. And that human side is we as a body here need to develop relationships with the other boards, so that when our people take our issues to the board, it is supported. And so, because if you don't have that relationship, I don't care what you bring to the board, it is foreign. So we need to take upon ourselves to develop relationships with the other station LSBs around the country, so when Dave and the rest of the body bring these motions, then it will be something that they would consider and they would want to vote on it, because we have relationships with the individuals.
Thank you very much. Sure enough.
I'll
the question. Is there a second? Okay, it's been moved to second. The question has been called for. Remember, this is not voting on the motion, but this is supposed to be. Those in favor of calling the question and ending debate, raise your red cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Opposed? Abstentions? We will not vote on this until after public comment. Okay. Now, how much time do we have left on this agenda item? Yes, that's right. Well, Shrena, the reason we didn't instantly, I think we need to know how much time we have on this agenda. Okay, now let's open up. We're going to vote on that after public comment. Let's go to the PNB discussion. Shall we continue? The stack is David, Harrison, and Leslie. I don't know if this stack.
I don't think you can have a discussion without a report.
That's what I asked for. Oh, the report.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead then. Donna and David will have the floor.
Okay, I have a question. Excuse me, Don. This report was not on the agenda. I have a motion I'd like to bring to this issue.
Okay, repeat that. What was that?
I have no objection to hearing from the PNB, but their report is not on the agenda, and I have a motion around the issue of PNB functioning that I'd like to bring to this body.
Point of order.
Okay, what about, let me deal with the first point of order. Under Agenda 5, the District of National Board functioning and the next PNB meeting, which would send the signal that we would prepare for that meeting in Washington, October 1, 2, and 3. Therefore, the way to prepare for that PNB meeting is to find out what's on the agenda there and what we need to deal with. So,
Why don't we have a written report from our PNB directors in front of us? Why are we taking agenda time to do this?
Okay, we can actually have Donna and David respond to your questions, but I've already ruled that the next PNB meeting, October 1, 2, and 3 in Washington, is an appropriate rationale for getting some kind of report on what's on the agenda there and what's happening, and when they're making their report, could you also respond to Leslie's question?
Well, you know, I want to agree with Tom, believe it or not, number one, I was under the impression that we already made a report from the last PNB. Now, keep in mind, I don't believe I was at the last meeting, so I did not come here prepared to make a report. I also did not bring the agenda with me for the upcoming PNB meeting, which is on October the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So, you know, if there is to be anything about a report, I'm going to have to pass the thing.
That's the upcoming agenda. We got the proposed agenda on Friday. And I suggest a small version to it. I don't have it with me, but I have some memory. Also, since I thought we were going to be talking about what we've done on the PMD, I compiled the list. I did compile it for at least of all motions that I support that have been approved. And many of those things are things that we will be dealing with on this upcoming board meeting. But I just want to quickly just give you what you can. So, and I think it may affect your interest. The major items that are going to be dealt with are the nationality issue, the national budget, and there are a couple of contingencies. One has to do with restoration of the archive funding mechanism to be a straight 3% of the services, which is different from the way things are now, to affiliate revenue and state sales. There's another contingency budget, which is a reorganization of the national office, which may include the creation of new positions. And there's the issue of WDI and what to do with their budget to be approved. It's not an arcane issue. It comes to the power of the LSPs over the budget, which is directly relevant to what happened here. There's a policy on unbudgeted intermediate transfers. So, can the national office come in, levy and assess the compensation of the budget during the year? If so, the process for oversight and approval. A policy on contract oversight, maybe a national executive director's or dual managers of the insurance contract, what is the role of the governance structure in that, in terms of the year annual approval, and the review of the executive director. And a possible decision on his continuation in a higher time or whatever. So those are the major points that we're going to go with this board meeting, and I do think each of the merits of this.
Don, in light of this, and we're coming at the end of time, I'd like to move that we dedicate 1 hour to this discussion.
Okay, I do want to remind people that the agenda item is down to 2 minutes. Okay, now what was your motion?
My motion is that we extend discussion on these items, seeing that they're so numerous and so complicated, by 1 hour.
All right.
Since we have no background on them, no information, it's going to take at least an hour to even begin this conversation.
Okay, now, first of all, let's see if there's a second to that motion.
I second it.
Okay,
We have got to get to a point where we're voting on the motions already on the floor.
Okay. Is that okay? Coming along here. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm entirely endorse everything that you and Jim are
asking. Let's make a motion.
But in addition, I think part of the is the end of the agenda so that everybody. Motions and issues are heard, and that is a part of democracy that we have failed to even come close to because we all like to hear ourselves talk too much. So I vote. I move that we extend this
for a total of 10 minutes in which we have 5 more minutes of discussion. First of all, we have listener comments first. And then we have 5 more minutes of discussion of whatever it is that's going to happen that the people, the Dave is the only one who's here. The Dave seems to be.
No, you already said she's not going to talk.
Donna said she's not going to talk. The Dave speaks for 5 minutes, and then we have 5 or 6 minutes total of feedback, and then move the agenda.
Okay, now one moment. I just want to remind people to be loyal to our original. We do have a motion. We'll come back to. The other friends probably have a substitute motion. Israel is next, but you don't want to speak. You want to hear that.
I know. I want to hear that.
Okay.
Leave me in the back. That's what I'm going to
want. All right. Very, very good. Harrison.
I'd like to amend Leslie's motion to have listener comments now proceed and have us vote on those things which are pending, and then to consider these other motions.
I second that motion.
I want to speak to it.
Okay, now, we now have like 3 proposals here. It's been moved and seconded, but we're going to go back. Let's just see Sherna and James, and then we're going to get us out of this.
I'm going to take that, because I think we want listener comments on the positions that we might be taking, recommending a PNB delegate to the board. Those are critical issues. It's critical for listener comments to include that. I would suggest, if you look at the agenda, there was actually 37 minutes total for the PNB issue. One, we talked about a process issue that we have to vote. I think the name that I'm probably will. We said that at every meeting we consider for 30 minutes, right? The other is 12 minutes. We don't want to report that. What we want is to hear what's on the agenda to decide if we want to take or need to take positions to instruct our delegates as to how to proceed at the PNB meeting.
Okay, so just so I understand. Okay, let's not have any more comments. Let's get it. Are you still keeping your motion on the floor, Leslie, for a 1-hour extension?
I will defer to Harrison's motion that we go to public comment now, vote on the issues in front of us, return to this discussion for the remainder of our 5 minutes at the end of those votes. Okay, that we do what we need to do to continue to find time for being adequately informed by our PNB directors after listener comments and votes on the pending motions.
Okay, are you keeping your motion on the floor?
Of course, I would like to vote on Harrison's. I think we need to do that, and then.
Okay. I'm going to ask for.
But Jen, does that mean you are or not keeping?
The bottom to amend this. There is an issue that there are people in the audience who have waited for 4 hours to run the KPFK elevator project. I'm going to ask if we can amend that to deal with a very short agenda item on the KPFK elevator, so listeners' comments can also address that issue. So we would stop now on this agenda, take the elevator project, then put a listener comment, then come back. Then come back to the board.
So moved.
Okay, is there any objection to that formulation?
I have a question.
Yes.
Are the listeners going to be able to comment then on our discussion of what it is we're requesting the board to act on?
They're going to comment in the second half. This is only the first half.
Yeah, this is 15 minutes.
Well, we had 8
No, but we only had 7 minutes, Sherna.
That was only. You know what? I think we should not really consider the 4 public comments too. Has too much time to eat up. We need to go to 15 and 15. Okay, seeing no objection. Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. Let's hear from Harrison.
Don, you can eventually amend my motion.
Well, no, for, I was asking
about... And also speak to the point that supposedly we're going to discuss Jack's motion. And he's going to speak before we do, and then we're going to vote, or what? Are we going to have to go back to a listener's discussion before we vote on that motion?
No,
this
no.
Let me explain.
Let me explain.
And we're just taking up a lot of time here instead of just proceeding forward.
No one is more aware of that than the chair. The thing I thought I got consensus with about this, the disabled community has a resolution. They have waited a long period of time. My question was, could we take the KPFK elevator motion now, then move to public comment about all of the other issues, and we have three or four to vote on, then come back to PNB and finish this agenda item, extending the time.
So moved.
Okay, well, we went through this.
So moved to amend the Garrett motion. To add,
I have a point.
Okay,
when you say take the motion, do you just mean reading the motion or do you mean discussing the motion?
We're hoping there's not very much discussion about it.
Well, it doesn't mean there is going to be discussion.
Well, that's okay.
So we don't know what it is.
Well, Donna, if you were going to amend my motion, if that's a motion, you made a motion to amend my motion, we need to have a vote on that.
Let me explain that, Ernie. When you make a motion, it becomes the property of the body. It's not yours, it's the property of the body.
Right.
And as we did earlier, if we get agreement that it can be amended from the body which owns it, we can move forward. And my thought.
I made the motion to amend your motion to have the elevator project discussion before we have them to comment, so that they can comment.
So they can also comment on that.
And there was a second. So let me vote on that. Call the question.
All right. On the question has been called for. Six. No further discussion will go to a vote. How many are willing to take the elevator motion now, just before public comment? Raise your red card. Okay, who's counting here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Opposed?
1, 2, 3.
Abstention?
1.
Okay, I believe that happens. Okay, so let's just take a quick moment. The motion on the elevator is before you, and I'm hoping this is straightforward. Yes, a charitable being making the motion. Yes, may I read it? Whereas the Pacifica Foundation was established as the progressive voice of the voiceless and the accessible forum for the underserved, whereas KPFK has a moral commitment to combat all forms of bigotry, including ableism, through innovative and humanistic programming, whereas KPFK has dedicated to universal accessibility with full and equal accommodations for its consumers, volunteers, or employed staff by preventing and or removing any and all discriminatory barriers, and whereas KPFK is currently in violation of the U.S. and California laws, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964, 1991, and the Americans with Disability Act of 1990, and the Unruh Act of 1987, be it resolved, this is the whole motion, a functional elevator be installed and maintained, thus making the second floor of the station fully accessible. Please note, it does not call for any... It doesn't mention financial obligation at this point. Basically, feasibility studies, structural engineers, and a lot of other things would have to happen to see if it's timeline and so on. This is a sense of a body resolution that we support accessibility to the archives for disabled. Is there a second to the motion?
Feasibility studies and engineers, which is indeed an expense. So I'm a little concerned here. I would like to amend it to say, be it resolved that the LSB accepts the principle that a functional elevator shall be installed and maintained, thus making the second floor at the station fully accessible. I still don't know what that does, but it's a vote of confidence, I suppose.
Second.
Was
that
a
motion?
Yes. Yes.
Be
it resolved that the LSB accepts the principle that a functional elevator shall be installed and maintained, thus making the second floor of the station fully accessible.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Second. Point of clarification. I want to know, does the LSB have to approve the
go-ahead of the elevator in order for the station to actually start to work on the elevator? Do they need our approval?
A couple issues. Yes, Leslie, actually, you're correct. Everything that's in the pipeline now is pro bono. The architect who's looking at the building is pro bono. There's no outlay of money connected to this. But, of course, at a future time, there would have to be approval of funding. The collective that's working on this is meeting regularly at the station. They're relating to the general manager. That collective feels that they have an enormous respect for this body. They would like to have this body join with other members of the community and other groups and the GM in expressing kind of what Leslie has expressed. The basic sense of the body's commitment and, in principle, agreement that the second floor should be accessible to the disabled. So, technically, I believe the building may actually belong to the Pacifica National Board and the Foundation. So, no one here in LA has a deed to the building. It belongs to the Foundation. So, this is a process that has to go up the ladder.
My question was, does this board have to give a go-ahead in order for the manager to start working on this project?
No, because there actually are initial steps already in place.
Something about this, and there should be a recommendation to
the national board that would set the national office to move forward on it. And I wonder how they did
that way.
Okay, I'd like to tell you that we actually have closed a discussion of that. This is the thing that's left.
Do we have quorum if Maria goes?
There's a vote. So we're going to go to listener comments. Right now, 15 minutes of listener comments. They can discuss the elevator project. They can discuss all of the various issues that we have vote pending. I'm going to ask people to remain so that we can vote right after listener comments. Now, because it's a fairly small number, we could just call on listener sponsors. We do have, I believe, a 2-minute limit. So when people, someone will have to keep time. Can you do that, Laura?
Do you want to? Yeah, I think so.
So we'll have 15 minutes of listener comments, limited to 2 minutes.
Information down there.
Yes.
Could you tell us all what the motions are now pending?
Yes. We have the elevator that we just did. And people, when I go through these, if you have, if I miss some, listen carefully.
Believe me,
we have a PNB motion, Shirtless motion to bind PNB members to a vote, to our votes.
No,
it's been changed, but all right, give us the exact wording.
Chair, I agree to speak.
Resolved that this will be a 30-minute item of PNB business at each LSB meeting so that the LSB team may take position. Add amendments.
And could you also, we have the gender of the ICC, that Jane Halpern's motion, 2 women of the LSB be nominated to replace the last member.
Here, Carrie.
Okay.
And down here's one more.
It's different on my side.
In order to necessary gender balance on the IPC, in order to pass the necessary gender balance on the IPC, I would like to propose a motion that 2 women from the LSC be nominated to take the place of 2 of the 3 present lab members who are not LSC members.
Can I read it for you?
Yeah, okay. It doesn't make sense.
In order to have the necessary gender balance on the IPC, I propose a motion that 2 women from the LSB be nominated to take the place of 2 of the 3 present LAB members who are A, no longer representative of this body, and B, do not wish to serve.
Okay, we also have 2 motions, a motion and a substitute. The motion was by Jim regarding town hall meetings, and the substitute motion was by Ed Pearl that changed the wording. So we have those 2. Okay. And give us now just your IPC vote.
I'm just going to read the result. That if the results of the current election of the 4 collective representatives of the ICC are skewed, so that any one collective has more than 1 member elected, that SPDBU replace the additional member or members, and the remaining 2 seats be given to the next highest vote getters from 2 other collectives.
Gotcha. I think those were all of them. Well, there won't be a substitute gift. Well, I don't know what we have. Does the secretary want to read? We won't read Jim's motion because it's clearly established here with the possible changes of dates.
Yes, it's a 4
change of dates. Then Ed's substitute motion was to basically create an ad hoc town hall committee out of the lab, the LSU. Do you have that? Do you have that wording?
the next meeting. I can say it.
I'm sure we know it.
Yeah, all right, we all know this.
Yeah, I think we all know it. Basically, that amended Jim's motion to create an ad hoc committee on town hall.
Okay.
Because we have to go over it again when we vote. You know, if there's no objection, I'm just going to start at this end and come down. There's so few listeners, sponsors. So, okay, good. We'll begin here.
I got it.
My name is Jerry Pearson, for those who don't know me. I am president of the Disabled Veterans Association of California. We now have 7 chapters. In San Francisco, KPFA around that area, KPFA around that area, and in several other cities. We encourage all of our members to listen to the station on computers, over the net, or by flashing mirrors and smoke signals if we have. As a disabled person, I would like to make this statement. The elevator is needed at the station. I am one of the guys with very bad knees. I just got out of the hospital from having kidney surgery 2 days ago to come down here to try and talk about that issue. Also, there are other things that I'd like to speak on. If anybody has, I need a few more signatures. I'm running for the listeners' board. But I am still in here, and I am willing to give this organization less trouble by sweat, blood, and breath if I ask the elevator to help. Okay? Because it's awfully hard to find 4 guys who can carry this mangled corpus delicious up the stairs. Anyway, and then take my wheelchair and try to get up there with a walk. It is a good idea. And there are a lot of other people that I'm speaking for who are on the who listen to the disabled program, a lot of the other programs on the station. Get the elevator. Hell yes. If it takes 2 years, I'll get you a bunch of vets who are in good shape, and we'll build the damn thing for them. God bless you. So let's get it voted, get it on, and move on. Anybody needs to come? I got this signed, and I need a few more names. Anybody who's eligible, please give it to me.
That I sent around for Jerry.
Nobody signed it.
It's on there. It's over here, and I have 6 signatures on it.
Excuse me, I'm taking the time. How many people are on?
That's my 2 minutes.
No, I know.
Let's have other listeners, sponsors, and we'll move across the room here. A speaker?
Good thing.
I just want to thank you all for working with me.
You're a candidate.
My name is Wendy Campbell, and I'm 31. I moved here from Chattanooga, Tennessee, a little over a year ago. And we just got the KPIK to my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law here in Riverside. And so I'm lucky. The I found a job that I sit every day at work and listen to my man and KPIK.
Kiss your feet. Hold on. Thank you.
And so through listening, studying through Flashball, I decided, you know, I want to listen to the election one because I care a lot about KPIK and now that I've seen the work that needs to be done. You know, I feel like you guys are doing a good job of trying to deal with all these issues with integrity, and I thank you.
Thank you. Good luck for you. Moving across. Other listeners, sponsor, comment.
So